Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know what? Let's just stop a minute, and I want you to take a deep breath in and blow it out. I just want to let you know that, guess what? You are beautiful. You are wonderfully made. And guess what? Nobody actually has your DNA. Nobody. I mean, even identical twins, guess what? They still have a little difference in their DNA. Yeah, people say identical twins. Yeah, they may be identical twins. When we get down to it, guess what? Their DNA is different. So guess what? My DNA may say one thing, and yours say something else. But guess what? You know our Heavenly Father put our DNA all together. So that means what you do, meaning your dreams, your goals, your purpose, and, of course, your destiny in life, is totally different from the person sitting next to you, the person that's in the house with you, even different from your husband, different from your identical twin. Because you know all of us got somebody that looks like us. We always see somebody somewhere in another city or state. They favor you, somebody I know. But the thing that I'm trying to let you know is step out on faith of your purpose and your goals and dreams. You want to have manifestations now. What that is, that's results. You want things to come to pass that's burning inside of you, and everybody wants that. But guess what? We actually have to work together because guess what? If I'm in my purpose, you need to be in your purpose because you helped me get to where I need to be. So whatever your vision is, whatever your dreams, goal, and purpose that's in your heart right now, that's burning inside, don't listen now to the head because the head going to try to have some fear, going to try to have some condemnation, going to have some things that you don't even want to hear, like competition. Okay, those don't exist. They only in your head, but guess what? It's not in your heart. What's in your heart is the things that you're going to do to impact lives and actually change the world. So that's why we actually have this awesome young lady today, because it falls right on in what she does. I mean, guess what? She's a certified life coach, okay? She actually is a visionary. I just love the visionary part, but let me put the other part on there, visionary strategist. Because let me tell you, you have a plan, you write it down, but guess what? You got to have a strategy and a process to walk it out. But we don't want to delay because you know what? I actually already have my pen and paper ready because I do not want to miss these gems. I don't want to miss these nuggets because she's going to tell, you know, she's going to tell you some things that you, guess what? You can apply right now in your life because you got a vision. But guess what? You got to have a strategy. Now, you know how I am about stuff. You have to connect with people because you know on this radio show, we're not going to solve all the problems right here. You have to connect with her and actually have to see what her products and services are. But we don't want to delay. We want to welcome none other than the visionary strategist, Nadia Plunkett. Are you there?
I am here.
Well, we want to welcome you to Good Deeds, and we just take it as an honor and a privilege for you actually to be here. And we just thank you for you being in your purpose, because I love your tagline, that visionary strategist. So welcome to Good Deeds.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor and a pleasure to be here as well and to join you on the show on today. I'm just so super excited.
Amen. Well, let's dive right on into this. Tell us a little bit more about yourself and you know, the things that's going on in your life.
Awesome. Well, I am, as you mentioned, a certified Christian life coach and visionary strategist. I have been coaching for probably over 20 years and really made it official in the last 5 or 6 years or so. I am a wife and a mom, but I am a purpose pusher. I love to help people get into their purpose and to walk it out. And exactly as you said, sometimes we can have a vision, but there's a whole lot more than just having a vision. You have to have a plan to walk it out. You have to have that strategy. And I believe that's where a lot of us get stuck. And then when we can't see the vision come to fruition, when we can't See, the manifestation of it, we get bogged down, we get discouraged and all kinds of stuff, and so we put it to the side. But that's where I step in. I love helping people to get to that place because I truly believe that that is my calling to help people get out of their frustrations and be able to truly see what it is that they are supposed to be doing and what is that purpose, and not just have it as a tagline, walking in my purpose, living in my purpose. Wonderful, great, but what does all of that mean? So that's my life. That is my life's purpose, to just be able to impart into people and to help people. Just I believe that there's so much more that we haven't even tapped into, so much more that we haven't even done or touched, and we're all striving to get there. So that's pretty much what it is. I'm also an author of two books so far, Declare Purpose in Your Life, as well as The Everyday Woman's Guide to Personal Elevation. And I'm also working on quite a few more. I'm a speaker. I'm a prophet. I'm a minister of the gospel. All of those things, those are just a few of the hats that I wear. But all in all, I'm just Nadia, and I'm blessed to be here.
Amen. I just love it. Hey, you guys, you know how I am. I just love people that, you can tell by just how Nadia talks that she's, excited that she's in a purpose. But that's what I want to go back to, because and you brought that in so wonderfully about the books that you've written. But really, you really are focusing on that purpose. But
yes.
Let's step back a minute, and what does that? Because we can break it down because she's a Christian life book, life coach. But it's so many people with all the things that's going on in the world, and they, number one, they've lost hope, and then after they lost hope, they don't even know what their purpose is. But what do you take on that? Because if I lost hope, how can I even see anything about my purpose?
Right, absolutely. If without hope, you're just lost in this, and that's unfortunately where a lot of people are. And I believe that when we say walking your purpose or what is your purpose, it has become so commercialized that people don't even listen to it anymore. And if they hear it, they just allow it to gloss over, not really understanding that God has put each and every one of us to be in position. He's called for each and every one of us to be in position, and to the gifts and talents that he has given us to operate in is our purpose, is the things that we are called to do. And a lot of times we feel like our purpose has to be directly connected to ministry based. But what we have to understand is that God has called us to take over multiple arenas and different areas of influence, and we've got to learn how to mesh that. Sometimes it's not our focus is not necessarily called to be in ministry capacity as far as, preaching or evangelizing or, those things like that. But sometimes he has called us to different areas of influence, whether it be entertainment, whether it be media, whether it be in education, and those gifts and those natural tendencies that you have and those natural giftings that you have are the things that cause and bring you passion. That's your purpose, because he needs us everywhere. And so we got to come out of that place of just, glossing over the purpose issue and glossing over, walking in your purpose. There's no fulfillment, I believe, when you're not walking in your purpose. It's like a burning on the inside of you where you don't even feel like yourself. You don't even feel like you're showing up every day because you don't know where you're supposed to be. But knowing that there is some place that you're supposed to be and there's something that you're supposed to be doing is paramount, because when you are in your position, that is when God can use you the greatest, because you are set right in your purpose. He knows all about who you are, the gifts, the talents, the insight that he has given you, the things that come natural to you. He knows why he gave them to you, so that you can exercise them in your purpose.
Mm, I hear. But let me, you know, and I tell people, you know, some people know their purpose right away, okay? And we glad and thank God for those. Some people, you know, they, you know, boy, let's go back. They may hear the audible voice, we'll say, and we'll hear from God on what they need to do, and they'll do what needs to be done. But then some people, they'll look up, and boom, they're there. And then some people, and all of us need this. All of us need this in certain areas and certain seasons of our life. We actually need to have a coach. We need to have an expert. Yes. We need to have someone to actually to assist us. You know, Oprah Winfrey herself says she has almost 30 different coaches at one time, because at each area, people have their specific, you know, niche or the thing that they actually take care of. Kind of speak on that in regards of, you know, when we come to you for your products and services, I mean, I may act like I know what I'm doing. I may actually be in my purpose, I think, and then the other people may say, okay, I've been in business 10 years, but the season seems like it's about to, you know, change on me.
Right, right. And so everybody should have a coach or a mentor, even as, you know, as you mentioned with Oprah having 30 different ones, because there's different areas of our life. A coach is somebody who can come in and step in and be thoroughly objective. A coach is not somebody who is going to be your yes person. You know, where you might have friends and family that are going to ride with you, and they're going to tell you everything that they need to tell you to pacify you. But a coach is going to really drill down and identify the areas that you need to work on. They're going to help you strategize and build that plan, you know, with your goals in mind and how to execute it. Your coach is going to be that person that said you're shortchanging yourself, you are not showing up, you are not showing out, and they are not there to be the yes person. They're there to be the person who pushes you. So when you come to me, we're going to sit down, we're going to have a conversation, I'm going to listen. That's one thing with a coach, you know, we listen keenly to what it is that you have going on. And not only are we listening for the things that you say, but we're listening for the things that you don't say. And those are most of the things that we're going to pinpoint, because there's something there. There's something that we are trained to do, because that's why we are the expert. And it doesn't matter for coaches who, you know, you may be an A-B expert. Well, you can train somebody up to an A, you know, or a level of B. But now, and as you grow, you're able to expand the level of influence that you have over other people. So when you come in, a coach is going to sit you down, identify all of that, and really be hard in a, you know, of course in a loving and a kind way, but we're going to push you, we're going to motivate you, because we see the greatness in you. And sometimes even in your business, in your life, there are areas that we all slip. We all get comfortable, we all start slacking, and then we all see the effects of that, right? And then we have, by the time we do realize it, we don't even know we don't know when it happened, how it happened, or what to do about it. A coach can come in with a fresh set of eyes. A coach is going to come in with an understanding that is above where you are right then and there, because you're all consumed with all of that. So coming to me, I help you to break through that. I help you to identify what those things are that are blocking you. I help you to identify where the root of it is so that we can change it, what you need to do to show up, what you need to do to show out, and I'm going to push you all the way there. I'm not going to pity pat. I'm not going to, you know, dummy down your gifts. I am not in any way, shape, form, or fashion jealous of your gifts. I want to see your gifts in operation, and I want to see you live a life that is fulfilling. I want you to be in your purpose all day, every day, you know, so that's what you're going to get. You're going to get somebody who is really going to coach you, who is really going to push you to be the best expression of yourself.
I agree with that because let me tell you, we really can't, Nadia. A lot of times we can't see the good of ourselves, and a lot of times as well, we can't see the bad in ourselves. I know myself personally, I never, and I've said this, you know, never thought that I would be in media. I never thought I would be in publishing. I never thought I would be a minister. Never thought. I mean, I'll be honest with you. The first time I preached in my home church, I felt so funny being on the pulpit because, you know, we were taught in the South, you don't even walk by the pulpit. You don't even go in front of the church. You know, you go around. And so, but if I think back, and everybody, ladies and gentlemen, you can do this as well. You can think back. Sometime in your life, I've had people say, you know, you're going to be a minister. You're going to be this. You're going to be that. Mm-hmm. And do you see that a lot in your clients when they actually, you know, when you actually coach them and hold their hand and push them, yeah, to their purpose and the things they need to be doing? Have you seen that a lot that, you know, that God actually placed different little gems and nuggets throughout their life, but they just, you know, sometimes we recognize and sometimes we don't.
Right, exactly, and that is so true. And I do actually see that more times than not. And some of the things that I've been hearing even just recently is where people have heard, like, well, you're going to do this and you're going to do that, and they've heard it, but they don't believe that it came from an objective place. Like, it may be somebody that's too close to them. And so, oh, you're just telling me that just to tell me and, you know, to pacify me and to make me feel good. So I actually was coaching somebody on this morning, and she said, wow, you're saying the exact same thing that somebody else said to me earlier. And so that's confirmation to me. So, you know, that was really good for me to hear, because now I know that person was, you know, was in line and they were speaking the right things to me. So a lot of times we get those gems, we get those nuggets, we get those, you know, even it drops in our spirit, right? But because we have doubt, because we have fear, because we don't see it and we don't believe it for ourselves, you know, we dust it off, we brush it off, because we don't see that capacity within us. And so when you connect with a coach that can pull those things out of you and shift your mindset to believe, like, yes, it's absolutely possible for you to be in ministry. Yes, it is absolutely possible for you to be in media and in publishing and have and host a radio show and do all of these wonderful things that even though you may not have saw it before, but here it is, I'm here to show you that you are great enough to step into that space.
Wow. That's powerful. I mean, because you never know what God has. You know, I want to ask you this, because, you know, you did mention that you had a client that you actually had this morning. So tell us a little bit more. I mean, because if I'm in one of those three categories, if I just woke, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, Nadia. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm just existing. You know, a client may say, hey. And then another client say, well, I just started this business. Now I'm frustrated. I'm, you know, depressed. And then you may find someone that season, if you will, meaning they've had a business. They may have different titles. Even, you know, they may be a leader in one of those capacities. I mean, how do you address that when, let's say, three people are so diverse in regards of to move them to the next level? I guess what I'm saying is, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, think that a coach can only take you as far as you can dream, but you kind of need to meet them where you are. How do you feel about that?
Right, absolutely. And that's one of the things with especially with my type of coaching, is everything is completely customized, because people are different and people are in different stages of life. As you mentioned, for that person who may have been seasoned, but sometimes you can be seasoned and get stuck, and you can be seasoned and it's time for you to move into a new season. So now you can't take the same old things that you used to work with and take it into your new season. Now you need a new strategy. Now you need a whole new mindset. Now you need a whole new new plan and a whole new layout in order to go to the next level, because you've reached the pinnacle of where you are. Now it's time to break that ceiling and move further. So you have to. So we deal with it from that standpoint and set up new strategies, set up new goals, set up new mindsets that are going to help you get to where you want to go on the next level. Then the person who is on the other spectrum where they're just starting out, well, first we need to figure out what's your mindset. Where are you at? What's your thinking process? What are the type of things that you're doing? What are your interests? What is it that you desire to do? What are some of the goals that you have on your mind? And if your goals are too small, I'm going to show you that you need to increase your mindset. You need to increase your goals so that you have something that challenges you to move forward. And even for the person that's in the middle, and you can get to a certain stage and you're in your business and now you're frustrated, well, we got to go back and we got to figure out what's not working. And usually when you get to a certain stage, it's because the foundation wasn't set straight. So we may have to go back and figure out what was the foundation. What are the things that this business is built on? How did you structure it? What did you do? Then we need to figure out, okay, what's not working, what is working, and put in the strategy and the plan to build it so that you get out of frustration. Frustration comes from a few things. Frustration comes from not knowing what to do, and frustration comes from being fearful because you know that there's something you need to do, but your fear has you stuck in that space. So we got to figure out what that foundation is.
you did that just so wonderfully, because that was going to be kind of what I was going to get to, because a lot of times we may be one of those three people we're speaking about. But then we get stuck. We believe in a certain thing and we trust in it, but we don't want to do that last part you've been telling us to do, this step out, and we don't want to connect with the coach. We don't want to actually get a mentor because of what you just said, that fear or that frustration. Well, this ain't going to work because we hear that little voice saying, oh, that didn't work last time, so we shouldn't do that. So that's why we need to connect with you, because when we get them little voices, you already, we need to get that foundation back. So, oh, that is so powerful. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That the foundation is a must for anything, and especially one thing that I say for people who are launching out in their own business and venturing into the arena of entrepreneurship. A lot of times we feel like we only need a business coach to take us to the next level, and that's great. But you can have all the business strategies that you want, but we have to be mindful that you are your business. You are your ministry. You are the one who was building it up, and this is where you are the foundation that is built on. And if you are not rock solid, then your business is not going to be rock solid. So we have to tackle, you have to tackle your life. We have to tackle your mindset, how you think about things, how you view money, how you view business, how you view your clients. What are your intentions in this business? Because if you don't have those things laid out, then you're going to build, and you're building on a shallow ground that's going to fall, and then you're going to get frustrated because it's not growing, because it's not meeting your expectations, but you have not set it on a proper ground to stand.
Oh, Lord. Now, I hate to kind of mix things a little bit, but this question actually just came in. Let me see how I can phrase it to make it look, you know. This person is kind of, what they are saying, they kind of could be in the middle in regards to mindset, but then, no, let me read it right. Mm-hmm. In regards to where they are on the top, the three categories we talked about. But they actually, mindset-wise, they feel like they're in the middle. And the money part, meaning getting profit, is kind of still in the middle, but they see people every day that they're impacting people's lives, like on social media and stuff like that. Pretty much what I'm saying with the slag or the delay, if you will, of the income matching what you actually putting out.
Right. Well, a lot of times the income, when you put things out and you know that what you have is making a difference in the lives of other people, but you're not making the income that you feel that you should be making or that you know that you should be making because you're making a difference. There is a mindset issue because money does something to our mental. Money messes us up, and especially when we are out there and we have to put a value on our worth, when we have to put value on what it is that we are offering to people. You know, I was even talking to a young lady on yesterday, and she had been working on some workshops and stuff like that, and she was so excited, and she called me up, and she inboxed me, and she said, they called me and asked me to come and do this workshop and what have you, and then she got really, really nervous because she said, they asked me how much do I charge, and I was like, okay, well, you're providing a service. Why would you be nervous about, you know, putting your feet, but because money causes our mental issue, money really messes us up. So she said, well, I think I'm going to tell them $100. I said, okay, hold on one second. How long is this workshop going to be for? So she gave me the time frame, and I said, well, how many people are supposed to be in attendance at this workshop? And she gave me the amount. I said, you need to at least, at the minimum, and that was even really, really low, I said, you at least need to be charging $150. And she said, when she inboxed me back, she said, I told the person how much it was, and they, you know, had no problem. And I think a lot of times when we're out there, we know the value of what we have, but we're really afraid to communicate that. We're really afraid to let people know, yes, I do provide a service, and I do provide value, and I'm confident. That's one of the main issues, being confident in what you offer and being confident in that somebody out there needs what you have and are willing to pay for it. So you've got to up-level your investment prices. You've got to put your value out there and not be afraid to ask for the sale. But that, again, comes from a mindset place, and you're dealing with the money matters. Dealing with the money issue, dealing with your worth and your value, and believing in yourself that you have what you provide is transformational.
Y'all, she ain't said it right there. I mean, right here on Good Deeds, you got really, $10,000. And you know, that's still low.
Baby,
look at that she just said right then. Because let me tell you, my coaching has went to a whole nother level as well, Nadia, because I hate to say it, when I do media coaching, it's to the point now that 80% of it is getting the mindset right, because they don't want to look, they don't want to be on camera. Oh, people may think I'm fat, for example, et cetera, et cetera. But you know what? I tell them every time that camera come on, you $1 million, you know, in a nutshell.
Absolutely.
You got to have that confidence. Before that come on. This one, you know, oh, God, I'm just enjoying this conversation and people just chiming in. But I want to do this because time goes so quickly here. If we missed anything in regards to the products and services or anything on your heart that you want to share with us, please do that at this time. And also, please follow up with your website and how we can support you on the social media networks as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I am most definitely available. I've opened up my calendar for every single week for 10 free coaching calls because I'm so passionate about people getting to the place that they need to be, getting to the place that God has them to be, so that we can discover whether or not it's a good fit for us to work together, so you can get the coaching that you need. Mentoring and coaching is something, like I said, everybody needs. You need somebody who's going to push you, who is not going to be your yes person, but who is going to root for you in your corner, call you out on your mess, and let you know that there's greater inside of you that you need to tap into and release to the world. One of the biggest things that I always say is you have got to release your awesome, because it does not belong to you. It belongs to somebody else. What you have locked up on the inside of you is holding somebody else up, and as long as you don't release it, you're keeping somebody else bound. And that, for me, is too much of a weight for me to carry. So if anybody is interested, is listening, that would like to jump on my calendar every single week, like I said, we do a 10 free coaching calls to discover whether or not we drill down. You get to pick one specific area that you want to break through in immediately. We discuss that, deal with it, and then we map out a plan for working together further. And you can jump on my schedule by going to bit.ly/free session with Coach Nadia. That's bit.ly/free session with Coach Nadia. You can also visit me on social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Nadia Plunkett or Nadia Coaches is my business page. My website is www.nadiacoaches.us. And there are two other, actually have a webinar coming up this coming Wednesday at 12, dealing with 5 steps to reverse overthinking. So you can definitely connect with me on my page and sign up for the webinar. That's 5 steps to reverse the effects of overthinking, because overthinking is fear and it's keeping so many people stuck. And also those two books that I have available, they're also on my business page, Nadia Coaches, on Facebook, where you can purchase The Clear Purpose in Your Life and The Everyday Woman's Guide to Personal Elevation.
I just love it. I just love it. And ladies and gentlemen, we'll have all that information because you want to get these sessions now. I mean, you know, step out. You know, it's only just step out, and she'll direct you on what you need to do. And you'll know if you're a right fit or not. And it's time out. It's time. It's past due. I just love that, what she said, that Nadia said, you holding back the awesomeness of somebody. I like that, baby.
Yeah.
But we want to just thank you so much for being here with us on Good Deeds. And if you need us for anything, please don't hesitate to call us here at Good Deeds. We thank you and thank God that you actually are in your purpose.
Thank you so much for just even the opportunity to come and share with you all and share with your audience. It has been a tremendous pleasure.
Blessing, blessing. God bless you. You guys, this is a powerful session now. Make sure I'm going to actually get her to tag me on the webinar information. And also, I think we have the link for the sessions that she was talking about. But we're going to make sure we have them on my page. So, you know, Renee Sunday page, the Good Deeds Radio TV page, and, of course, it'll be on our website, and we'll have this replay up if you want to actually please share with your friends and family, because we need to get out, we need to be in our purpose, because we need to help each other. We are our brothers and sisters' keeper. Now, if you want to know anything else about Good Deeds Radio and Television Show, you know we're based here in Atlanta. If you want to know something about the publishing company, the nonprofit, all the other things that we're doing, the speaking, the ministry, all the things that God has entrusted us to do, please go to our website, www.reneesunday.com. Again, that is www.reneesunday.com. We love you, love you, love you. We love you guys. Thank you so much for being in your calling. Thank you for being in your purpose. And guess what? You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.